Welcome to The Human Code, the podcast where technology meets humanity and the future is shaped by the leaders and innovators of today. I'm your host, Don Finley, inviting you on a journey through the fascinating world of tech, leadership, and personal growth. Here, we delve into the stories of visionary minds who are not only driving technological advancement, but also embodying the personal journeys and insights that inspire us all. Each episode, we explore the intersections where human ingenuity meets the cutting edge of technology, unpacking the experiences, challenges, and triumphs that define our era. So, whether you are a tech enthusiast, an inspiring entrepreneur, or simply curious about the human narratives behind the digital revolution, you're in the right place. Welcome to The Human Code. All right, friends, welcome to another episode of The Human Code. I'm here with Valeria Sarmiento. And we are here to talk about the intersection of tech and humanity. It's actually a pleasure to welcome Valeria. She's been working with the Findustries team for a good while now. And at the same time, she's been leading the charge on our marketing and social media enterprise. And with that, I just want to say thank you for being here. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about your story. And I'm sure that as much as I know, there's always more to learn about what got you here and where you see like the future of technology and humanity going.
Yeah, sure. I'm very excited to be here. I think that there's a lot to talk about AI and marketing and in every single industry because it has a spread everywhere. So what got me here? I started in marketing in 2021, I think, and as an account manager in affiliate marketing. There's where I started working like a lot more with technology, with marketing. Then I started like as a senior manager of affiliate marketing in another company, working especially with in the fashion industry. And I also started working as the marketing manager in Findustries, working with social media, newsletters, blog writing. And I think that AI has been crucial in making everything more efficient and effective. I have used AI since maybe 2022, I think, when I started using it. And since I started, there has been a huge change in every single aspect of my work and even in my studies and in my personal life and the personal basis and how I use AI. So if we're talking about marketing, let's say some examples in the creative process, it really helps. It really helps. It makes things easier. But there's always also the human aspect to it because it's not like we just write a prompt and do copy paste. It's also about disease and like the personal part of it, of saying, okay, I have to change this. Maybe we should add this. But with AI, everything is just like faster, more ideas and everything. I think that it's been like a huge part of my work in marketing. And every person that isn't using AI in his or her work is really missing out.
Since you've been using it for so long, how would you say that you're actually like working with it effectively, or what has helped you work with AI effectively? Because there is just so much out there and there's a lot of different tools. There's a lot of different ways to work with it. But is there a paradigm of thought that you've been using for how you partner with AI or how you look at your work?
Yes. For example, I mostly use ChatGPT, and I was also recently introduced to Perplexity, which has also been great. I mostly use prompts, and I have realized that the one important factor in order to have like best results when we are using our prompts is to assign a role. So for example, if I want to make a social media post, I would make a prompt and ask the AI to act as maybe a senior social media manager who has a decade of experience in the tech industry. So they will work as that. They will give you ideas. They will help you with whichever task that you have. For example, we have been creating a newsletter. It has helped me with ideas for the structure of the newsletter. It has helped me also in the visuals. For example, let's say that I make the newsletter. I take a screenshot of it. I send it to ChatGPT and tell ChatGPT, please let me know how can I make it more visually attractive. What are your tips? And then I see the tips. I take the ones that I think are best and make the changes so that our marketing strategies can work better. It has helped me also in blog writing. So I assign ChatGPT a role, and then I ask for ideas. I choose the best idea. I want to have, let's say, a great title. So then I ask for, let's say, 10 examples of clickbait subject for the blog, and then I choose one or make the modifications that I want. And I use another AI, which is Perplexity, which would help me in order to find information in internet in order to be more precise with numbers, with percentages, with real world examples. I always have to check as well all of this data in order to choose and to provide accurate information. But AI is just makes life way easier and the creative process like way faster as well.
So it's really interesting. You're talking about using AI as like a creative partner.
Yes.
Or at least that's what I'm hearing. Like it's somebody who like, hey, I have this idea, I'm doing this work, provide some feedback to me, but also help me to understand, are there areas that I may not be thinking about? Or is there an understanding that, you know, in your training data, in the understanding that this AI has to be able to pull in that information? And I know you brought up Perplexity as well. And Perplexity has become a very decent competitor to Google search in how it's bringing in information, it's giving you references as well. And so it sounds like you've got a pretty good grasp around how you're executing AI in your daily workflow. Is there anything that you have found to be a detriment to working closely with AI in this way?
A detriment? I would have to think about it. Something like negative about working with AI in marketing?
Yeah.
I think that people can get too used to just using AI and copy pasting and everything and not getting to add this human factor and this personalized factor into, for example, social media posts, blogs and everything. So that would be like a negative aspect in marketing if people just uses AI but doesn't like really review everything that is going to be posted. But other than that, I think that AI has been great. Sometimes AI, whatever you ask AI to write for you, sometimes you can tell that it has been written by ChatGPT or something because of the same words that they usually use. That's something that people can, that one mistake that people can fall into, but still you can change that by changing the prompt or just asking it to be more like more human, or like just use ChatGPT for giving you the idea of what you want to write and then you just make it yourself. But it's still a great tool.
Nice. Where are the areas that you would like to see improvement in AI, in the implementation of it, in the execution, or like how it could further help you and with your objectives when it comes to both professionally and personally?
What would I change in AI? Okay, I think that lately ChatGPT has been having more lag. For example, it says like error and it takes its time in order to provide you what you want. Like, I don't think that was happening as it happens now. So maybe that, like it to be faster. And also, for example, I use some tabs in ChatGPT, for one tab for newsletters, one tab for blog, one tab for social media. And sometimes it forgets about the details that I have already told them that were like long ago, like describing the company that I'm working with or the description of the product or the objectives that I am pursuing in social media. So I have to remind ChatGPT about this kind of stuff in order to going into the same direction. So it would be great if the memory of that they are using there would be like more long-term.
Which is actually interesting that you say that. And I'm going to switch the dynamic here a little bit because there's a couple different areas that you brought up, right? Like the quality of responses, if forgetting information that you shared with it. And then the other thing is that it happens over time as well. ChatGPT and the LLMs have what's called a context window, right? And that or attention span is another way that it's referred to. And it matters, it comes down to that it's a number of tokens, which for the sake of this conversation, we can call tokens characters, right? Like it's a certain number of pages of information that like it can hold in its short-term memory of what its working memory is for your chat conversation. And I think for GPT-4, the base is about 4,000 characters or 4,000 tokens. After that, it literally just forgets and doesn't quite understand how to keep that going. Now, they have made some improvements on how it tries to contextually understand certain piece of information and keep that going. But the way that ChatGPT works is you're actually having a new conversation with GPT every time you send something. So it's not like a typical conversation that we think of like you and I are having, mm-hmm. where it's basically like a fresh start And then with your prompt, there's another prompt that's also given to it that tells it like, hey, here's the previous conversation and here's the salient points. Google has another LLM called Gemini that they came out with a few weeks ago. And I don't believe that it's been fully released yet, but they're going from a context window of, let's say, 4,000. And GPT also has context windows in their higher end API products that are up to 128,000. But Google released theirs that has 1.5 million tokens. So you can literally ingest entire code bases. You can ingest like novels of information at 1.5 million tokens. And they also figured out how to solve this problem of over time, the LLM would just forget as things became farther back in its, in that context window. So thankfully, I think the people are listening and also the researchers who are building these tools see that as being the problem as well. How do you see, have you been playing around with any video creation, text to video, text to imaging type tools as well?
I haven't used text to video. I think it's really interesting and great. I once tried in Canva. I think that Canva also has text to video, and I tried it and it was good. I think that it still needs some improvements, but I have used text to images, especially with DALL-E, which has been great. I have used them for social media and also for the images that we use for a blog. And it's great. It really portrays what I want to share with our blogs, for example. So it's interesting how, let's say that I use ChatGPT in order to modify our blogs. And then I say, okay, give me 5 prompts for DALL-E that would represent this blog. And then ChatGPT generates its own prompts for DALL-E. And then I have the images and then I choose which is better, or I just change the prompt if I want something different. So it's great how it guides you through the entire process.
You've had a long enough career where you were not using AI beforehand, right? And you've had to adapt to using AI in the workplace and also to get your work done. And it doesn't seem like that was a hard sell for you to want to start using these tools that are available to help with the work. What advice would you give people who are just getting involved with AI in their daily work?
For the people that are just starting to use AI, first, my personal experience is that it gave me very general answers to what I was asking for, but it was because I wasn't making the right questions. Be specific in what you're asking for. Maybe look in the internet for some prompt examples in order to be more creative into what you're asking for. Assign a role to the AI so that it can be more specific and also have more clarity about what you're asking for. And I think that with being specific and assigning a role, you will be ready to start. And along the way, you will get more experience with it, and you will actually get to learn the infinite possibilities that you can have with AI.
If I was to give you, and that's a really good question, a really good answer, but if I was to give you, let's say, the prompt of what's the difference between using Google and using ChatGPT to accomplish something, what would you say to that?
Google would only give you, let's say that you're asking for something, that will give you a general response. Maybe if you have good research, you can find for something specific of what you were asking for. But when you're using ChatGPT or any other AI, you will get something that is really specific for what you're asking for. It will give you analysis. It will give you ideas. It will give you it works if you were having an audit or a consultant, like your personal consultant. So it's way different than using just Google, like doing research and having someone that will actually look at what you're doing and maybe give you tips or anything. Like, it depends on what you're asking for, but AI works better, yeah. I think.
So I know one of the other challenges that LLMs have is they hallucinate, right? Or that's the industry term for it, but they just make stuff up. Mm-hmm. In your work, how do you account for that? Where the LLM may provide you something that is false, and you gotta at least know enough to know how to backtrack from that. Any tips that you have for that?
Sure. For example, as I work in marketing, I do have experience in marketing, and if I see something in ChatGPT that doesn't make that much sense to me, which hasn't happened, like it's not usual, yeah, I will just look for it in another place, do my research. But it's something that, given my background, I will notice. But for example, let's say in a personal basis, if I go to the doctor and I get my exams, I can also upload into ChatGPT and ask him to tell me like, okay, what is your diagnosis? And ChatGPT will tell me, which will give you an idea, but still you have to go to a professional for something like this. So because I don't have a medical background, I will not be able to tell, okay, this is right. But because I have a marketing background, I am able to tell, okay, this is great, or maybe I should change this or something like that.
Okay. So basically it's, if you're asking a question of ChatGPT and it's outside of your expertise, understand that you may have a challenge in the actual like data response that it's giving you. But then as a professional in that space, as an expert, you're able to understand like what's good and what's not. One of the ways that I've explained this in the past to people is, in areas that I am an expert in, I treat ChatGPT or LLMs as an intern, right? Like they basically have to earn like that role through the organization. And so I understand that they're going to know things and they probably have a lot of information, but how they apply it may not be correct, or it may not be like absolutely the greatest. But then when I'm not an expert in something, I use it as guidance, but don't take it as like the absolute truth for what it is. And so if I can get it to answer questions and get me on the right direction or get me to the next step, that's helpful. But when it comes to like factual data, I tend to make sure that I have a verifiable source,
yes,
for that as well. What would you share with, let's say, somebody who's just starting their career or in college now about what it's going to be like working in with AI?
Okay. So I think that most of the people right now in this generation, which are in college, are already using AI. It's something that is a necessity. When you get to work, I think it makes you more competitive. So I think that the people that actually know how to use AI and their work will thrive and will be like more competitive. So they should start like practicing while they are in college. They have these maybe activities at the university, start to experiment, because it will be very useful at work. It will make their lives easier, more efficient. It will boost their productivity. It will help them like infinite possibilities depending on their industries. I think that in most industries, it's going to make them more competitive. So it's really important for them to learn.
And then what would you say for the people who are, let's say, mid-career, right? Like they're in that space and they've got a good 10, 15 years under their belt and they've been doing things the way they've done them. What importance would you say that this has, you know, as far as the technology and moving forward in their lives as well?
I think that if they are mid-career, they already know their way through it, but still, there will be always someone else that might know as well their way through it, but they know how to use AI. So they will be more efficient. They will be more productive. They will come up with better work. It's the time right now in order to get into AI, because the ones that are not are just going to miss out on so many things and be left behind. So it's really important. In some job descriptions, it's mentioned, you'd have to know how to use AI because they know that it makes you more productive.
I can tell you it's definitely in our job descriptions, but also that's our focus. So six one way, half a dozen the other on that one. Is there anything else that you'd like to share before we close this up?
Well, just wanted to mention that I'm really happy to be here and excited to share about my thoughts in AI and marketing and in general. And I think that what you mentioned about trading AI as an intern was really great. I didn't think about it until now, but it's a great idea. Like a really good perspective.
And I think that it's funny. I've noticed a couple times that you've referred to ChatGPT as he, right? We personify this tool because it does have some sort of qualities that you feel like you're interacting with something that's there, right? It's mm-hmm. not just a calculator in that capacity.
Yeah.
It's a really complicated calculator for the most part, but at the same time, it has some embodiment of personality that comes with it that makes you want to give that quality to it, of whether it's a gender or like a name, and like building from there. But also what you were describing is the way you were working with it, the relationship that you have, is you're treating it as somebody who's working on your team. It's a collaboration of efforts. And like, when I sit down and I use a saw, or I'm coding something, or I'm putting together a presentation, 5 years ago, that was literally just me and a tool, right? There was no grasp of like me having a collaboration with Microsoft PowerPoint.
Yes.
Right. But like now you can have a collaboration with Claude, Perplexity, with the Copilot and Bing, and then also ChatGPT as well, and then Gemini from Google. And so all of these things give you this new paradigm of how you're working with the tool. And it just feels more collaborative.
Yes. It's like having a personal assistant.
Yeah, it is. And only if they could remember, right? That would be incredibly helpful. But there are tools out there that are looking to make that happen. Valeria, thank you so much for being here today with us. I really appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your insight with our audience, and I'm sure that they will as well. If anybody wants to reach out to you, is there any way that they can get a hold of you? And if not, that's cool too.
Yeah, sure. Maybe through LinkedIn. Okay. I think that you have my LinkedIn link in case of anything.
Absolutely. I know where to find you as well. So again, thank you so much. And really appreciate that you took the time today to talk to us. And I know our audience will as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning into The Human Code, sponsored by Findustries, where we harness AI to elevate your business. By improving operational efficiency and accelerating growth, we turn opportunities into reality. Let Findustries be your guide to AI mastery, making success inevitable. Explore how at findustries.co.